I taught myself how to grow old from the new album The Easy Tiger. This is Ryan Adams with us here on Bob Harris Country. Neil Casal playing guitar. How long have you two been working together now?
Well, we've been working together for almost 2 years, a year and a half.
Just
now.
About 2 years.
Yeah, just about 2 years.
Ryan, have you done any production on any of Neil's songs?
No, I wish. I have always been and am still such a huge fan, and I think I've always pretty much let Neil know that. I mean, I communicated to him a lot when my wrist was messed up, and subsequently before that, I guess we've known each other for a good amount of time. I mean, hell, yeah. we were hanging out, watched the first time I saw the White Stripes, we were hanging out, and before that, like several years ago, I mean, I think we've known each other and maybe
it's about 10 years.
About 10 years, and
since like 90s.
We've been trying to play together for 10 years.
Yeah. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah. Because I too, as everybody knows, I'm a massive fan of Neil's music, and I've been playing you on the radio now, what, for way over 10 years, Neil, isn't it?
It's been a while.
So your own work at the moment, Neil, where do we find you with the next album?
Oh, well, it's always there, you know? I mean, for me, there's no difference between my songs and Cardinal songs. It's all just playing good music, you know? Ryan has been kind enough to include some of my songs in our sets, which has been amazing. And, you know, the Cardinals playing a few of my tunes just took them to places that I could never imagine, and it made me wish that they'd been around when I'd recorded them, because they got much better than they'd ever been before. And Ryan actually wrote a bridge to an old song of mine that made me realize that song was never finished. So, you know, my songs have been there for years, and they'll always be there, and it's all just kind of one and the same thing. But playing with this band now is just, it's been like the best thing to happen to me ever, really. So,
do you think you will produce Neil, Ryan in the future? Because I mean, the production work that you have done over recent years, I think, has been terrific. I had Jesse Malin playing on my Saturday program a few weeks ago. A, what a nice guy, but yeah. B, how incredibly talented he is, and the production collaboration that you had with him, I thought worked really well.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's really just, Jesse's really dedicated, so working in the studio with him was really easy, because he really threw down, and I kind of invented some pretty fiery hoops for him to jump through on the first album, but that's because he needed distraction. And it was really weird to be such good friends with somebody and actually be in that disciplinarian role, especially if you're me. Mm-hmm. But I really take it seriously. If I'm producing, I don't want to mess up anybody's stuff. And I always figure that I've worked with so many producers and done so many records that the characteristics of each producer I work with that I admired, that I felt like got me to improve and showed me like more stuff about myself and how to play and perform better, I kind of wanted to put all those different ideas together as an idea for how I would do it when I was asked by Jesse if I would do that record. And that was sort of the test, and it really went great.
So in the immediate future now, the plans that you've got coming up, after this tour, are there festival dates this summer, Ryan? What are your plans over the next few months now?
No, we're not going to do that stuff. You know, like, the festivals are for bands that got, like, some hit songs and stuff. Man, that's just not my thing. And I think we're going to wait and maybe do a fall tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it seems to be building up to, and I'm pretty excited because we've like learned in excess of like 120 to 100 and maybe 50 songs. So, and the last rehearsals were the lion's share of those tunes, and also kind of went through this strange process of, we were sort of challenged to see if we could learn how to play sans the electric instruments, because I think that they'd kind of become a tried and true tradition for the Cardinals, that we were sort of playing louder and quieter versions of our tunes, and so, you know, there's been a whole new thing that's happened where we learned how to really bring it back, and that's exciting. And man, there's just a lot of stuff to do. I'm kind of excited to do it, to be honest. I'm sort of pretty stoked about future Cardinals projects, and I can't wait till a solo record is like an aside from what it is I do with my band. You know what I mean? Like, not my band, but the band. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be on a basketball team. And I met this girl in Germany. She's really tall. She made really good eggs, and she'd be a good coach for that team.
Just took us into Oh My God. Just tell us about this song.
This song has got the strangest history because it was a song on a list of unwritable tunes. But in a jokey way, I think I was in the studio, or maybe I was doing some kind of rehearsal or something. And so in a way that someone just sketches while they're on the telephone, or, you know what I mean, keeps themselves busy, I was writing this sort of comedic list of songs that, like, could never be good. You know, I mean, like, I probably had another song in there called, like, Nuclear Eyeball or something, you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, Where's the Rats? And, like, Oh My God, Whatever, Etc. was on there. Because I was thinking about how people text message all the time, all that stuff. And, like anything, you know, I probably had a couple cups of coffee, and there it goes. And I just got sat down, and the chorus worked. I don't know why it worked, but it worked for me. I actually thought it was still really funny. I still really thought it was kind of maybe something that people would laugh along with me about. But I played it for a few people, and they didn't really laugh. So, you know, there it is. It's kind of interesting how that worked.
Well, here it comes. To all of you, thanks very much. And Ryan, good luck with the tour and the rest of the year. And here it comes. This is Oh My God, Whatever, Etc.